the kind of person who doesn't like to talk about himself.
I'm the kind of person people listen to.
What?
Okay.
I'm the kind of person who puts families before pleasure.
Ready?
Right, yeah.
I'm the kind of person who'll procrastinate for hours and then suddenly get everything done really fast.
Hard work.
I'm the kind of person who'll suddenly quit my job, sell my house, cash out my bank account, and just take off in my car without having any idea where I'm going. And get there.
I'm the kind of person who'll punch you right in the face and then be your best friend.
Philadelphia.
There are two kinds of people in the world. Those who cause trouble and those who put up with it.
There are two kinds of people in the world. Those who never have enough time and those who have time to kill.
There are two kinds of people in the world. Those who look toward the past and those who look toward the future.
I'm like a cup.
I'm like a book.
I can only hold so much.
You have to open me up to see the real content.
I'm like a magazine. You have to open me up and flip through a bunch of superficial junk before you get to the real content.
You know how sometimes the moon is out in the middle of the day?
I hate that. You know how when you're in a long line of cars waiting at a stoplight, you see the light turn green up ahead, but the line doesn't move, and then by the time the line does move, the light's turned red again? I hate that.
You know how sometimes in old songs and hymns, they have those lame rhymes like rain and again? I hate that.
I hate it when people don't ask, how are you?
I hate it when people ask, how are you? I hate it when people feel strongly about whether other people ask, how are you or not.
You know how sometimes it can be raining when the sun's out?
Gray.
I love that.
I can light a match with one hand.
Double jointed.
I can put on a glove without using the other hand.
Hamster.
I have a ridge down the middle of the roof of my mouth I can feel with my tongue. Maybe everybody does.
Braces.
I can put on a rubber glove without using the other hand.
Overbite.
Or my teeth.
Whenever you think you've located a specific tooth with your tongue,
brush,
it always
floss.
Turns out to be one further back when you get in there with your fingers.
Once a day.
Or forward.
A toothpick? What do you think you got fingernails for?
Give me any word and I can open any dictionary right to the page it's on in one try.
I mean, twice a day.
I can juggle dust.
Color glare.
I used to wonder if green looked the same to everybody.
I used to wonder if popcorn tasted the same to everybody.
Tongue-tied.
It's a good thing skin is waterproof.
Weak stomach.
I'm right-handed, left-armed, left-wristed, right-elbowed, left-shouldered, right-legged, right-footed, left-ankled, right-kneed, left-shinned, left-thighed, right-hipped, right-eyed, left-eyebrowed, left-lower eyelidded, right-uprighted, left-eared, right-earlobe, right-nostril, left-nipple, right-kidney, left lung, right testicle, left buttock, upper lip, lower jawed, and right minded.
Sharp tongue.
I never eat canned goods because traces of the metal seep into the food.
Iron-willed.
I'm overdrawn, undernourished, overjoyed, underaged, overcritical,
overambitious,
overconfident, underdressed, overcome, overweight, overworked, overpaid, underservicing, overestimated, overfed, underactive, overprivileged, underqualified, overexed, undersized, overbearing, understood, overtaxed, undersigned, and underwhelmed.
Procrustean.
There's no such thing as an allergy.
Rag-strawberries.
There's no such thing as impossible.
B negative.
I only exaggerate facts.
A B negative.
Life is like a box of matches. As you use the matches, you keep putting the burned ones back in the box. So eventually there are more burned matches than good ones. But you keep putting the burned ones back in there and keep on looking for good ones anyway.
Sociology.
I never eat dried foods because the natural juices contain all the nutrients.
Flunked out.
There's no such thing as destiny.
Dropped out.
I never eat frozen foods because freezing kills most of the nutrients.
Sometimes I look directly into the sun anyway.
Life is like a bowl of unshelled peanuts. You start out eating the nuts and everything is fine, but you keep putting the old empty shells back in the bowl with the uneaten nuts until it gets harder and harder to find an uneaten one, but you keep on looking anyway.
Certified.
Yeah, reading and studying and everything is fine, but where you really learn the most is from just talking to people.
Licensed.
Sometimes I pass on a hill anyway.
Speeding.
Reckless endangerment.
I collect mateless socks.
DUI.
Sometimes I fall asleep with the lights on.
House arrest.
Sometimes I go out and leave the door unlocked and the windows open and the lights on, food cooking, the iron hot, the refrigerator open, the TV blaring, the phone ringing, candles burning, the dog barking, the baby crying, and all the faucets running.
brain flood damage.
I never eat fresh foods because they're crawling with germs.
Foundation creep.
All the vitamins are in the peel.
Flaking paint.
We have houses and buildings to shelter and protect
leaking
us on
roof.
A large communal scale, and clothing to shelter and protect us
garage.
On a small personal scale. Why isn't there anything in between?
Carport.
I never buy toilet paper because you can get it for free in any public bathroom.
I don't see why rivers can't have four-way intersections just like streets.
Four-door.
I don't wait for red lights if there's no one coming.
Scooter.
I don't wait in line for anything.
Beater.
Ever.
Guzzler.
I don't take maybe for an answer.
Beer.
I like to eat pizza while reading.
Rob Roy.
I like to eat pizza while drinking wine, smoking
Rum
a cigar, chewing gum, watching
I
TV, listening to music,
Miller
talking on the phone,
shampoo,
soaking in a bath, getting a back rub, and having sex.
Talking about, or even thinking about, eating Raw hair yolks. Makes me gag.
You know when you eat a chicken, there's that one
you know
long,
when you eat a chicken, there are those two small ovals of dark meat
fried.
At the base of the back
I call
that,
that
are really tender
bone.
And moist. I call those the hen loins.
Barbecued.
The secret to making really good coffee is to never
clean
the pot.
Pan brewed.
You know when you eat a chicken, there's that one last wing joint that doesn't have any meat on it at all? I don't have a name for that.
Tripped.
I just call it the last wing joint.
Instant.
I have insomnia because
I drink too much coffee because
I have insomnia.
I drink too much coffee because I have insomnia.
I don't see why lemon juice mixed with sugar has any taste at all.
I don't see why I can't boil spaghetti, dry it out, boil it again, dry it out again, boil it again, dry it out again, eat it, and then drink a big glass of water.
Drained.
Oh, I guess I can.
The secret to making really good coffee is to bring cold water to a boil very slowly.
Patience.
Boiling
cold
water
boils faster
than
hot
cold
water.
Bet you didn't know that.
Get it?
Bet
it,
you
yes.
didn't know that in the summer when it's really hot, the best way to stay cool is to drink really hot drinks
July
like
12th.
Tea or coffee.
Bet you didn't know that in the spring and fall,
the best way to stay
warm
is to drink really drinks
warm
like temperature drinks.
If white hot steel touches your skin for
first
just a billionth of a second, it won't hurt you.
All your dreams happen
first
in the last 2 seconds before you wake up. Bet you didn't know that.
Third grade.
You probably don't
know
this,
but
it
takes
more
energy
to
walk downhill than uphill.
Fifth place.
Microscopic insects and other parasites make up 15% of the average human body's weight.
170.
Bet you didn't know that.
I don't see why so many animals know how to swim instinctively, but we humans have to learn.
Only one.
There are more bacteria in your mouth than in a pound
about
of horse manure.
I have one toenail that I let grow really long.
What do you know?
Bet you didn't know that.
A nail clipper? What do you think you got teeth for?
I can only sleep
Seven
on
hours.
Green sheets.
I don't see why I can't just sleep a lot on Saturday
hours.
And Sunday and then stay up all week.
7:30.
I can't wake up without a shower.
8 o'clock.
Whatever.
I can't
work without complete silence.
40 hours a week.
I can't relax without a drink.
Equalizer.
3 packs a day.
I can't
sleep
without
a
drink.
Equalizer.
All the time.
All of this country's problems would be solved if we'd cut
taxes
for the rich.
85,000.
Read the papers.
2, 3.
There's only one real threat facing the world
today.
Religious
devastation.
Sometimes sex.
At first I was
working
drunk
out
about
4 or 5
week,
times a week,
then after a few months
it was up
to 3 times,
and then once,
4 or 5
until
finally
I just
did it every day.
Pretty much.
I'll quit when I'm older.
No, really.
There are three things that make life worth living.
Sex, and
buttercup ice cream.
Chocolate.
Just
one
more.
Let it go to waste.
The longest I've ever gone without
sex
was
3 days.
I get some of my best work done at night.
It was torture.
Nothing a little soap and water won't fix.
People shouldn't
take
sex so
seriously.
Don't want
we only
do
use
on 10%
of our brain power.
Just have to
all of our problems would be solved if we could use even 50%. But to figure out how to do that, we'd have to be able to use at least 25%.
Just don't think about
the secret
it.
Is, there is no secret.
So
you didn't know that?
It's okay. I can handle
it's
it.
It's not fair.
I'm not here.
Life is like a stew pot that you put on the stove and leave there simmering all the time, taking out some stew for each meal and adding more water and meat and vegetables and salt once in a while, but never turning off the heat and never completely emptying the pot. So even after 50 years, there are still a few traces, maybe just a few molecules, of your original ingredients in there somewhere.
No, it's not.